If you want to talk to me, give me a call, 888-914-9149. We'll go now to Tori listening in Alexandria. Hi, Tori.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. I should have mentioned Virginia because there are a bunch of different Alexandrias. You could have been calling from Egypt. Yeah, it's Virginia, Alexandria, Virginia.
No. Yeah, the States.
Gotcha.
So I have a question from my sister. And see, we were both raised Catholic, but she's not really practicing anymore. And her question is, would you rather be a good person who does not believe in God or not a good person that does believe in God? You only get one.
I'll take the latter.
Praise God.
Personally, I'll take the latter one.
Yeah.
And here's why. Here's why. Because if you, let's just make it you, okay? If you're a good person who does not believe in God, that's great. I mean, that's nice. And you're probably going to have a lot of friends and people who admire you, but you're not going to go to heaven. Jesus says, he who believes and is baptized will go to heaven. So belief is a key component. So being nice is nice, but that won't get you to heaven. But if you chose the latter to be a sinner and yet you believe in God, at least you've got a chance then. Because if you believe in God, then the likelihood or at least the chances of you accepting his free gift of grace and being saved in the end is through the roof. Your chances of going to heaven are very high. And it might sound a bit counterintuitive, right? Because you're thinking, well, why this bad person who lives a bad life, why does she get to go to heaven? And the good person who lives a good life but yet doesn't believe, why doesn't that person get to go to heaven? Because the answer is it has nothing to do with being nice. It has to do with, number one, believing, and then following through on that belief with God's grace to become a disciple of Jesus. So do you see the logic in why I would choose I would choose the second option, not the first one? Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I was even thinking more of how it's sort of illogical from like the Christian perspective of like, well, God, like if you were a true follower, like you can't really be a murderer and also like truly believe in God. Kind of, I was thinking in that sense how it's sort of an illogical question as well.
Unless you are a murderer who believes in God and you just do not fear God's just judgment. There are people like that. You know, they may acknowledge the existence of God, but they don't fear punishment. And, you know, worse yet is they don't love him. So our reason for avoiding sin, the second best answer, it's a distant second, is fear of punishment. The best reason is out of love for God. And so I'd like to flip things around, though, if I may, Tori. And let's take your same analogy, the question that you asked me. I think if I could offer a third option, I would like to be a good person who doesn't believe in God, but then does believe in God. In other words, to have a conversion experience. I presume that when you gave me the two choices, the built-in proviso was that you'll never believe in God. You'll be a good person your whole life, but you'll never believe in God. So then if that were the case, then I'll take my chances with being a bad person, but believing in God for the reasons I mentioned. But if there's the possibility of being a good person and then believing in God, I'll take that option if that's available to me.
Yeah, it doesn't look like she was giving us that.
Okay.
But yeah, if that was a choice, yeah, I get that.
Good. Well, did I pass the test?
Yes. Thank you for the answer. Thank you.
You're welcome, Tori. Thank you very much.